Mr. Tope will have questions now.
I have a question, Mr. Harwell.
Far away.
Okay. Are you sinless?
Not yet, sir.
Great. Because Jesus said, "Which of you convicteth me of sin?" John 8:46. Jesus was sinless and you aren't. So that means there's a distinction between you and him. Isn't there?
Absolutely.
Good.
There is. We agree on that point.
He who says he has no sin is a truth, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So, let's move on.
I don't understand why you asked that question.
Because I thought you were putting yourself on a par with Jesus.
No, sir, I did not put myself. I did not say that I had overcome death. I also said that Jesus did not overcome death of himself, but through the Father, and that the things that Jesus did, the miracles and great works, as he confessed himself, were done through the help of the Father, that Jesus is our brother, and that we are both sons of God.
Here's a verse I like to use with the Jehovah's Witnesses, and you might like this one too.
If it's in the Bible, I'm sure I will.
Good. Turn to John, the second chapter, verses 19.
Which Bible are you using?
Well, I'll use the King James Bible here.
Okay.
Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." You know what the temple is there? Let me continue. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body.
That's right.
He's going to raise his own body up from the dead. Joe? Excuse me.
Oh,
Harwell?
Go ahead. Yes, I'm listening.
Isn't that significant?
Absolutely.
So Jesus did have the power to raise his own body from the dead.
It says that the Father raised his body from the dead in the two verses that I quoted, which, by the way, may be a significant point, that we also believe that there are some errors in the Bible that not... that the Bible is not without sin, just like man is not without sin, and just like those who wrote the Bible.
I have another question for you.
Oh, please, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You
mentioned Christ is an office, and we're all Christ in so many words.
Christ means anointed, yes, according to the Greek.
In the New Testament, there are other Christs mentioned, and you might be interested to find them in Matthew, the 24th chapter, for there shall arise false Christs. Manson called himself Christ.
May I comment? Hold it down.
You said we existed beforehand, Jeremiah 1:5. Before in your mother's womb I knew you, ordained you the prophet of the nations.
Yes, sir.
You might like to cross-reference that with Romans 4:17. God calls the things which are not as if they were. God calls the things which do not exist as if they did.
So can we say that many things that you believe do not exist as if they are not, then?
Excuse me. Run that by one more time.
Can we say then that many things that you believe are not and do not exist?
No,
just because you think they are?
Well, just because I think
you reference that to a particular verse. I could also reference many things according to that verse to many things that you have said and be just as accurate.
Okay, one last quick point.
Yes, sir.
Job 38:4. God asked Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?" Did Job ever had an answer to that question? No, because he wasn't there.
That's kind of a dirty trick to ask a question, not let me answer it. There are many questions in the Bible that are asked and not responded to, not only by Job, but by other men. So if we were to take every question that was not answered, as Jesus asked questions that were not answered, who did he ask his questions to? Many of his disciples. So just because a question is not answered isn't really a fabulous point.